Hello, this is Mimi with Gratitude Group. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts is a cool thing to do. Happy Halloween, everyone, and thanks for joining me. I hope you had a fun-filled day and reached those destinations safely. Right now, I am so grateful to celebrate the small stuff. What am I talking about? The daily accomplishments. And gee, we say we do things because we have to do it, but what do you do to celebrate? What do you do to treat yourself sometimes? I like to earn the privilege of getting things, for example, challenge myself to do an exercise routine, but after I've finally completed it, what do I do to reward myself? Heck, why not get a smoothie? Another thing when it comes to accomplishments, sometimes those are milestones like a birthday or an anniversary. What do you do, once again, to celebrate? It doesn't have to be a big, grandiose party. If it's a birthday, get yourself that slice of cake you like, or me, it would be a scoop of pistachio almond ice cream. From Baskin Robbins, that little scoop would make me so happy. Gee, I don't have to wait till the birthday. Get it because I want it. But why does it always have to be a bartering system with yourself where you have to earn it, or a friend has to give you an invitation, or like I said, it has to be that rare special occasion? After that one special day or moment you acknowledge, what do you do for yourself the remaining 364 days of the year? I guess my point is you need to acknowledge your accomplishments every day. And it can be done on a budget. One final example I'll give is I started today with jamming my foot either in a table leg or the corner of a wall. And as I was hobbling around, I didn't know how I would get to work. So I taped my toes, tried to get the shoe on. It was painful, but I knew that I could not hobble to a bus stop and I had to catch a cab today. I said, oh, well, at least I have the privilege of doing this. But a friend of mine said, Mimi, that wasn't a privilege. That was a necessity for you to reach your destination. And I said, oh my goodness, how am I going to pamper myself? Well, I perked a cup of vanilla chai tea, and the aroma lit up my office. It calmed my nerves, and I got to just mellow out for a moment so I could be productive for the rest of the day. I deserve it. And if I'm the best me I can be, then I can present that to the world and serve others and make them happy as well, too. Just realize that you should learn how to pamper yourself. It does not always have to be the special occasion, that every blue moon situation. You deserve it. You work hard. So why not celebrate every little accomplishment every day instead of doing it every now and then? And like I said, it doesn't have to be a big, grandiose, blown out thing. It can be done on a budget. Just remember, you are worth it. Pamper yourself, date yourself, love yourself. Upon that note, thank you for your listening ears. You all have a gratitude, groovy remainder of the day. I look forward to speaking with you all tomorrow. Take care, God bless, and bye-bye for now.
'The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.